With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The FBI says it is not aware of any ongoing communication between the Guthrie family and the suspected kidnappers of Nancy Guthrie. Investigators say they have not identified any suspects or persons of interest.
Here in front of Nancy Guthrie's house, Pima County Sheriff's deputies are now a constant presence, as are the media, as the search for the missing 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie stretches into another week. Neighbors pass by the house. Some just watch as investigators continue to comb over the property. The FBI and local authorities have been reviewing ransom notes sent to some local media. Guthrie's family took to social media over the weekend saying they would pay to have their mother back, but also want proof of life. Meanwhile, a small vigil has been set up outside of her home, and it keeps growing. In the Catalina Foothills neighborhood, outside of Tucson, Arizona, I'm Ty O'Neill.
Another suspected drug-running boat has been blown out of the water by the U.S. military in the eastern Pacific. Two alleged narco-terrorists were killed. From the classroom to the picket lines, almost 6,000 San Francisco public school teachers are on strike, the first such walkout in more than 45 years.
We are still being promised one thing and offered another.
United Educators of San Francisco President Cassandra Curiel.
And our demands for fully funded family health care, 100% remain the same, not 75%.
They are demanding higher wages, better health benefits, and more resources for special needs students. San Francisco has closed all 120 of its schools, offering independent study to some of the district's 50,000 students. Sound courtesy KGO. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The House Homeland Security Committee will hear from Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons, hearing scheduled for later this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 9 points, NASDAQ futures 58 points higher. This is SRN News. A warning from a religious freedom advocate.
Carmela Borshan of the Assyrian International Council says, quote, Christianity is fading from the Middle East and Christians are placed at the mercy of their perpetrators. Once we had 1.5 million Christians, now we have only 300,000 left. She made her comments to the recently concluded Religious Freedom Summit in Washington. She also warned that there is no hope for democracy in the region if there is no religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President Vance got a chance to view Leonardo da Vinci's iconic painting, The Last Supper, in Milan over the weekend. Vance was visiting the Italian city for the Winter Olympic Games. The painting, which Leonardo completed between 1494 and 1498, resides in a church that's still in use. The painting depicts the moment after Jesus tells his apostles, "One of you will betray me." This is SRN News. North Carolina Republican lawmakers are demanding a crime crackdown following recent attacks on Charlotte's light rail line.
The August fatal stabbing of Ukrainian refugee Arina Zarutska and a December non-fatal stabbing on the same rail system fueling GOP critiques. Republican Representative Brendan Jones cited failures in criminal justice functions for Zarutska's death. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles and others have highlighted additional safety measures for the light rail, but Democrats on the committee accuse the panel of engaging in cynical partisan theater. Jason Walker reporting.
Lawmakers have tried to interview Ghislaine Maxwell, but the Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator invoked her Fifth Amendment rights. She's serving a 20-year sentence at a federal prison camp in Texas. More details at srnnews.com.